It's Thursday, April 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Sheikh Hassan Podo, a 28-year-old imam, converted to Christianity after formerly leading a mosque in eastern Uganda, Africa, and being part of a radical Islamic group responsible for attacking churches, reports Morningstar News. After a pastor preached the gospel to Hassan, he came to Christ along with his wife, forsaking the mosque and joining a church. In response, Hassan's family insulted and beat him, leading to his hospitalization. He and his family are now in hiding and requesting prayer. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 1, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant, with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus." Israel held its national elections on Tuesday, with Benjamin Netanyahu set to take on a record fifth term as the country's prime minister, reports CNN. With 97% of the vote accounted for, Netanyahu's Likud party won 35 seats, and five right-wing and ultra-Orthodox parties, who coalition with Netanyahu, managed to get an additional 30 seats, so he can confidently work to form a government similar to his current right-wing coalition, with a solid 65 seats in the 120-member parliament. A fifth term for Netanyahu would set him as the longest-serving leader since the founding of the State of Israel under David Ben-Gurion. The victory follows a tight race against former Army Chief Benny Gantz amidst indictments against Netanyahu for bribery and breach of trust. A diocese in the Church of Sweden is now handing out a guide on sexual perversions for so-called, quote, Christian queer kids, end quote, reports CBN News. The Protestant denomination released the so-called Survival Guide for LGBT youth, twisting biblical stories and even describing Jesus as quote-unquote queer, and Joseph as a transvestite. Jesus said in Mark 9:42, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea." The White House plans on showing the film Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, on Friday, reports Slate. It depicts the true story of Kermit Gosnell, a Philadelphia abortionist who murdered newborn babies and committed many other crimes in his House of Horrors abortion mill. The White House sent invitations to pro-life leaders for the screening of the film, which ranked top 10 in the box office when it came out last year. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen stepped down this week following a rocky relationship with President Donald Trump, reports CBS News. Trump said he wants a quote-unquote tougher direction in his nomination for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director in the face of rising illegal border crossings this year. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed House Bill 140 into law on Monday, making it the 16th state to ban sexual orientation change efforts for minors. The new wave of laws poses a significant threat to religious liberty and freedom of speech as states try to ban therapy for those who are struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction and gender confusion. A new Lifeway study found that over 80% of American Protestant churchgoers think tithing is a biblical command that still applies today. The study also found 54% of Protestants surveyed give at least 10% of their income to the church, 20% give regularly, but less than the 10%, 17% give, but not consistently, and 8% say their finances make it difficult to give. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will be no room enough to receive it." And finally, 12 middle school boys who are jogging through the streets of Fresno, California, training for their volleyball team, are being hailed as heroes after they helped to talk a 47-year-old Hispanic woman out of committing suicide last week, reports ABC Action News. One student described the scene this way.
She was like one hand and feet hanging already.
Had she let go, she would have fallen 100 feet onto the train tracks below. But in God's providence, the boys took action. The team members ran to their coach, Elliot Murray, yelling for him to call 911. When he saw the woman hanging from the bridge, he told the boys to run back and do everything in their power to keep her from jumping.
They told me there was a lady trying to jump off the bridge, all 12 of them screaming, call 911. I immediately told the kids, do everything you can. Chant, say stop, your life is worth it, and they just kept on chanting.
They responded in obedience, yelling words of encouragement and urging her to climb up from the ledge.
We went up. We were up there for like 10 minutes trying to distract her.
Upon hearing their compassionate chants, the woman finally crossed back over to safety just before police officers arrived on the scene. One of the policemen explained what happened.
We contacted her, found out that she was actually trying to commit suicide, and the officer placed her on a mental health evaluation hold for 72 hours.
Coach Murray was grateful that his athlete students got involved.
By hearing those kids, and she took a glance and seeing those kids, it registered to her, I can't do this in front of them.
And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, April 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.